Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatmanava Pibhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatautau Chaitanakyam Prakatam Aduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dhyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Suvalitam. If we want to understand Radha and Krishna, then we can best understand them by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's explained here. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasma. The Radha and Krishna Ekatmana, they're one. Radha and Krishna are one absolute truth. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. So where's this question of something or someone other than Krishna or outside of Krishna? Krishna's everything. Krishna is everything. But Krishna is not impersonal. When we speak of Krishna, Krishna means with his energies. Parasya Shaktir Dividhaiva Shruyate, the absolute truth has various energies. And without energies, there's no meaning to the absolute truth. Energy means power. Just like king. If the king has no power, then what is the meaning of his being king? If the government is powerless, then what does it mean? Government. Or the powerhouse. If the powerhouse has no power, then what is the meaning of powerhouse? Meaningless. Or the sun. If the sun has no power, then what does it mean that it's the sun? The sun, ashesha teja. The sun has unlimited power. So therefore, the sun is significant. So God means full of power. If he has no power, then he's not God. And power means energy, and energy of not only one kind, but many kinds. Just the king, he has military power, he has financial power, he has judicial power, he has so many different kinds of powers, personal power. Not only one kind of power. He can send you to jail, he can send you to college. He can send you abroad for study. He can send you into exile. That's the meaning of king. He can do so many things. He has many different kinds of powers. So the sun also. The sun gives heat. The sun gives light. Different kinds of energy are there coming from the sun. So the personality of Godhead also has different kinds of power. Prasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. Vividhaiva means various kinds. The material world is a manifestation of God's power. And within the material world, there's earth, there's water, there's fire, there's air, there's akash, there's mind, there's intelligence, there's false ego. Vinna Prakritir Ashtadha. These are all different energies of Bhagavan Krishna. And this is only the material world. In the material world, water has so much power. When there's riots, sometimes they take hoses and they point them at the rioters, and the power of the water disperses them. Water has so much power. Fire has so much power. Air, the wind, when it becomes a tornado, it can do so much havoc. So Hare Krishna. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. We hear that the modern military forces are working also on weapons that work by sound. That they can do things just by sound. We've heard that there are opera singers. They sing a certain note and glasses shatter. Sound has power. We understand that the entire material creation is made from sound. It all emanates from sound. So sound has power of so many different energies, and these are only material energies. Then there's the spiritual world, which is full of spiritual energy. There are so many planets in the spiritual world. There's the effulgence of the spiritual world. There are so many varieties manifest in the spiritual world. This is the internal power, display of the internal power of God. And between the two, there's the marginal energy, the living beings, who are also part and parcel of God, or manifestations of God's energy. Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Kshetra Gyakya Tata Para Abhidya Karma Sangamya Tritiya Shakti Vishnu. Then in the spiritual world, the energies are primarily three. We hear of Satchidananda. So Sat means the Krishna's power to manifest eternal existence. And Chit, his power of knowledge. And Ananda, his power for pleasure. These are all spiritual energies of God. Spiritual energies. So, Srimati Radharani is the pleasure potency of God. Ladini Shakti. Alhara. The power for pleasure. The spiritual world, Anandamaya Vyasa, the absolute truth is full of pleasure. And that pleasure is manifest. Yes, please turn off all the cell phones. Ramante yogino nante satyananda chidatmini iti rama padena so param brahma vidyate. Param brahma, the supreme personality of Godhead, is also known as Rama. Why? Ramante yogino nante. Because he's full of pleasure. The yogis are getting transcendental pleasure by contact with, it shows the power of sound. You're sitting and it pulls you right out of the room. So Krishna has the power to give pleasure to all of his devotees. And similarly, he has the power to enjoy pleasure. This is one of the energies of Krishna, his pleasure energy. So that pleasure energy is manifest as Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is not different from Krishna, because Shakti Shakti Mateyora Bheda. There's no difference between the energy and the source of energy. The sun is not different from the sunshine. They're inseparable. The children should be with their parents. Given a choice between a child and a cell phone, cell phones you can switch off. So there's no difference between Radha and Krishna, as there's no difference between the sun and the sunshine. They're inseparable. There's no meaning to the sun without sunshine. There's no meaning to sunshine without the sun. Therefore, the Vaishnavas always worship Krishna with his energy. We're worshipping Radha and Krishna, not Krishna alone. We're worshipping Sitaram, not Ram by himself. Lakshmi Narayan, not only Narayan. Krishna or God, Bhagavan, with his energies. This is complete. God with his energy. And we're also not worshipping the energy alone. We're not interested in Lakshmi without Narayan. We're not interested in Sita without Ram, unless we're in the Ravana Sampradaya. This was Ravana's mistake. He was interested in Sita, but he wasn't interested in Ram. He wanted the energy of the Lord, but not the Lord. And Hanuman had just the opposite policy, how to have Ram and Sita together. How the energy of the Lord can be reunited with the Lord. This is the policy of the Vaishnavas. Krishna and Krishna's energy together. And the demons, how to enjoy Krishna's energy independently and ruin themselves. Because God's energy can't be independently enjoyed by anyone but God. And when we think of ourselves as independent enjoyers, then we bring suffering upon ourselves. That's the material world. In the material world, we have a project for independent enjoyment. That project is, since time immemorial, failing. And still we're trying to enjoy. So, the material world is certified Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, the place where happiness is not to be found. Anityam Asukham Lokam. The happy place is the spiritual world. The happy place is the spiritual world. And the spiritual world is the place for those who are engaged in the service of the Lord and the service of his pleasure energy. Ultimately, what will give pleasure to God? What can we offer to God? My dear God, here's some money. God owns the bank. Why does he need our money? Please have some this, have some take this, take that. He's already Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He owns all the planetary systems. So what can we give him that will give him happiness? For that matter, he's the one who tells Arjuna that there's no happiness in this material world. So why will he be after any material happiness himself? What will that do? So Mad Krishna says, Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya priyatati. Tadaham bhaktyu paritam ashnami prayatatmana. You can offer me even a little fruit or a little water or a little leaf, and if it's offered with bhakti, with devotion, I'll accept that. That means that Krishna takes pleasure in bhakti. It's not that he's in need of fruits or in need of water. It's not a desert in the spiritual world. There's sufficient water supply. But the real desire is bhaktya, that Krishna wants to have a loving exchange, because the Lord takes pleasure in devotional service, devotional loving service. That's Krishna's pleasure. And that's actually pleasure for the living beings also. We're trying to get pleasure by some independent project, and we're getting a little so-called pleasure. Vidyapati compares it to a little drop of water in the desert. That much pleasure. And what is that? So the real pleasure is the pleasure of serving Krishna. The sages, the sadhus, they give up all the material enjoyments. Why? Because they're getting better enjoyment. What is that better enjoyment? It's the taste of serving Krishna. It's not that the enjoyment is you go to heaven and you get, you know, some heavenly enjoyment. That's available on the higher planets of the material world. But the self-realized persons are not interested in that. Akasha pushpayate. It's like that kind of pleasure is like flowers in the sky. It's simply imaginary. The pure devotees ignore the so-called pleasures of heaven. Their purpose is just to please Krishna. Because there's no higher enjoyment, no higher satisfaction than the satisfaction of serving Krishna. Praharshiya shyami sanata jivita. The living being becomes fully satisfied. Yayatma supersedati. When he's engaged in the service of Krishna. So the highest pleasure is the pleasure of devotional service. And that's the highest pleasure for Krishna also. Krishna enjoys nothing more than loving exchanges with his devotees. He's exchanging with the gopis, with the Yashodamayi, with the cowherd boys, with the cows also. Varieties of loving exchanges. So this devotional service is under the jurisdiction, or it's granted by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the perfect pleasure potency of the Lord, and she's the perfect devotee of the Lord. Her love for Krishna is not equaled or surpassed by anyone. She's the full representation of love of Krishna. Krishna Prema. That Krishna and Krishna Prema is the perfection of everything. Just Krishna is not complete without love of Krishna. We speak of yoga. Yoga means there must be personal identity. There must be the yogi, there must be the object of yoga, and there must be the relationship. So that relationship is finally bhakti. That means there must be the devotee, and there must be the Lord, and there must be the loving exchange between the devotee and the Lord. So that perfection of that loving exchange is found in Radha and Krishna. But Radha and Krishna will be difficult for us to understand. At the present moment, we're engaged in this material world. We're engaged in trying to enjoy something here. Nice family, nice house, nice paycheck, nice car, gadgets, cell phone. We have our material attachments. How will we understand the reality of the spiritual world? It will be very difficult for us to understand because it's far beyond all the contaminations of this material world. It's far beyond all the contaminations of this material world. So that love of Krishna, that personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his energy of devotional service, his pleasure energy, and the loving relationships in the spiritual world will not be accessible to us. But Krishna makes an arrangement by which they become accessible. Actually, he does several things at once. Even Krishna can't understand what is the taste of devotional service to Krishna. Because he's Krishna. So how will he understand what it's like to love Krishna? He's not in the position to understand what it's like to love Krishna because he's Krishna. He's not in the position to understand what it is about Krishna that's so attractive because it's Krishna. So in order to understand the attractive features of Krishna, in order to understand or taste love of Krishna, Krishna takes the position of a devotee. Krishna takes the position of a devotee. Just even king, if a king wants to understand, just like Ramchandra, he wanted to understand what's going on with the citizens. So he took the role of being like a citizen. And then he was hearing people are saying this, people are saying that. He took the role. So Krishna takes the role of a devotee of Krishna. And while he's in that role of a devotee of Krishna, he's also distributing devotional service to himself. Devotees, that's one thing they do. They serve Krishna and they engage others in the service of Krishna. A perfect devotee doesn't simply want to be engaged in the service of Krishna. He wants others to be engaged in the service of Krishna. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. He wasn't interested in simply going back to Godhead. He wanted to bring others back to Godhead. Well, this is the mood of a devotee of Krishna. How to serve Krishna and how to give service of Krishna to others. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in that role. He takes the role of a devotee. He's Krishna. But he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the best devotee of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. That means he's Radha and Krishna both. Tadvayam Chaikimata. He's Radha and Krishna both. Because he's Krishna, but in the mood of Radharani. And what is his business? Krishna Prema Pradayate. Distributing love of Krishna. Which is very difficult to get. Krishna keeps love of Krishna very confidentially. Material progress we can get with some difficulty. Even some progress in Gyan we may be able to get. Some progress in Tapasya we may be able to get. But to actually get love of Krishna is a very rare thing. But Krishna distributes love of Krishna in the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gurudvishayana. Therefore, if we want to understand Radha Krishna, if we try to understand Radha Krishna directly, it will be extremely difficult. People are seeing Radha Krishna pictures, people are maybe seeing some video Radha Krishna, or they're hearing something, some saptaha Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna Lila. But Radha Krishna are very difficult to understand. We think that the relationship of Radha Krishna is something like the relationships in this material world. We think that Krishna is something like an ordinary person, or maybe extraordinary person of this material world. And we misunderstand, or we simply don't understand, because Radha and Krishna are not of this material world, and we are of this material world. So we think in terms of our existence. When we try to think of what to understand, we use our own standard or our own experience. We try to measure everything by our own experience, like the frog in the well. He was trying to understand the ocean by conceptualizing it in the terms of his well. Is it twice as big as my well? Is it three times as big as my well? But his reference point always is his well. Oh, he'll never understand the ocean by that kind of approach. Because the ocean is beyond all of that. Well, similarly, trying to understand Radha and Krishna by reference to our own material situation, our own relationships in this material world, will result in failure. We'll think that Krishna's Radha and Krishna are like boy and girl of this material world, and we'll misunderstand everything. To understand Radha and Krishna, our hearts have to be purified. Vishya chariya kave shuddha havena. When our heart is purified, then we'll be able to understand Radha and Krishna. It's not that we just approach Radha and Krishna and then we understand. But I want to understand calculus, I go to the library, I take out 3 or 4 books on calculus, I cram everything, and in a couple of weeks I know what calculus is. It's not like that. Neither Krishna nor Srimati Radharani is accessible, approachable by logic, by our reasoning power, by our experiential comparisons. They won't be available like that. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I'll be understood along with my energies only by devotional service. Yavanyas chatsmi tatvata. And then we'll understand factually. Tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate taranantu. Then what to speak of understanding, we'll be able to go also. The ultimate aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to join with Radha and Krishna and in their dancing party. To join with Krishna and his energies in the spiritual world. But to do that, we require love for Krishna. We require love for Krishna. Now, how to get that love for Krishna? We say Krishna prema pradayate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving love for Krishna. But how is he doing that? How is he doing that? That he started the Hare Krishna movement, you go to a Hare Krishna temple and you put in your requisition, I want love for Krishna. And on Friday we'll deliver it, you give your order by 6 o'clock on Thursday. How is this love for Krishna being distributed? How do we get it? That love for Krishna is available through Sankirtan. We think that this Sankirtan, this chanting of Hare Krishna, may be a ritual, or as there are so many rituals done in different religions, in Hindu religion, Christian, so this is another ritual chanting Hare Krishna. Or this is some sort of meditation or yoga practice, or something to bring peace of mind. But actually, of course, all of those things are there. By chanting Hare Krishna, one gets peace of mind. By chanting Hare Krishna, the heart becomes purified. By chanting Hare Krishna, one gets freed from sinful reactions. By chanting Hare Krishna, so many benefits are there. But the real purpose of chanting, real benefit of chanting Hare Krishna, is that by chanting, one gets love of Krishna. By chanting Hare Krishna, one can get love of Krishna. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing with his Sankirtan movement. He's giving the living beings the opportunity to develop love for him. Love for him means love for Radha Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Gaya. There's no difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Except that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most approachable. He's freely giving, because Srimati Radharani is more merciful than Krishna. And now Krishna is taking the mood of Srimati Radharani. He's giving love for himself through this Harinam Sankirtan. Golokera Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. This chanting of Hare Krishna gives love for Krishna. It gives love for Krishna. Of course, we have to chant for some time. We have to practice chanting Hare Krishna. But by practicing in this chanting, our taste develops. And in the mature stage of chanting Hare Krishna, one gets love for Krishna. One gets love for Krishna. Therefore, golokena premanam. This chanting Hare Krishna is not a material vibration. It's coming from the spiritual world. And it's putting us in touch with Radha Krishna. Krishna is Krishna, and Hare, we're calling out for Srimati Radharani, the energy of Krishna. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. So the ultimate perfection of chanting Hare Krishna is that one will get love for Krishna. Krishna prema pradayate. Golokena prema dan. Hari nam sankirtan. Especially when we chant together, many devotees together, then love for Krishna starts to reawaken within the heart. Shravanadi shuddha chitte kariyayudha. The heart becomes purified. Actually, love of Krishna is there in the heart of everyone. Nitya siddha Krishna prema sanjakavamai. This is our original gun. Now we have love of money, love of this, that. But our real consciousness, eternal consciousness, natural, healthy consciousness, is love of Krishna. It's already there within the heart of everyone. It just needs to come out. And it comes out by this process of hearing and chanting. Hearing and chanting, and actually by hearing and chanting you feel like dancing. And by chanting and dancing in Krishna consciousness, very quickly one advances step by step on the path towards love for Krishna. So this is the method. There are so many cheap devotees, they think they'll understand Radha and Krishna the way we understand an apple by putting it in their hand and looking in different ways. But Radha and Krishna and their loving exchanges are the most confidentially kept secret in all the Vedic literature. Not simply going to a library and taking out a book and reading. We may read all about Radha and Krishna and at the end of reading not understand anything. Or understand less because we think, now I understand. But actually to understand is possible when one's heart is purified. And the heart becomes purified by the grace of the holy name of Krishna and by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is distributing this holy name through the Krishna consciousness movement. But Srila Prabhupada came to give this gift of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Let us go on chanting Hare Krishna, and that will lead us toward the highest perfection of life.